Good morning. We're going to turn our attention now to the Lord's Supper. I want to share a thought about something that happens in my family. I don't know if this happens in any other families. My children are cringing right now, wondering what in the world I'm going to say. But quite frequently, I'll be standing in the back after the morning worship, and a couple of them will come up to me and they say, "So we're going to Sonny's, right?" And they know I'm all distracted. You know, I just got through preaching. I'm trying to meet people. And so I say, "Sure, I don't care, whatever, you know." And so what they do is they immediately go to Ellen and say, "Dad says he wants to go to Sonny's." It's an ingenious plan. You know, it works every time. I don't know if other families do that or not, but it's a pretty good plan. And so frequently we go out to eat, and you know, going out to eat can be quite expensive. It really can, and especially when you have two big boys, you know, who like to eat a lot. And so 2 weeks ago, we went to a restaurant right there next to Sonny's, and we were having breakfast, and they ordered, it seemed like, two breakfasts each. And, you know, and so it was getting really expensive. Can't afford to do this every day, obviously. But we were having a good time. You know, we were visiting, we were enjoying the family being together, And so for some reason, I told him, you know, this is all worth it. You know, this is about the best thing you can have in life, to sit down with your family and enjoy a meal and everybody be getting along and just enjoying one another's company. And so, you know, to me, that's money well spent. I don't mind doing that at all. Anytime we can all be together and just enjoy being together for a little while over a meal. And I was just thinking about how maybe that's something like how God feels right now when we are gathered together, his children, his family, maybe looking down and he sees us together around the Lord's Supper table. And hopefully he sees us all getting along and loving one another. There's a couple things that can ruin a meal. One is the food. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with this, of course, because it's not about the food. These simple things that we're going to eat and drink. Very simple. It's intended to remind us about Jesus' body and his blood. The second thing that can ruin it is if we're not getting along, arguing with one another, fighting with one another, just not loving one another as we should. And the third thing would be if someone is missing that ought to be here. You know, and so that's tough for families to go through, and it's especially tough spiritually. But think how God feels when he sees his children gathering together. I was thinking about this scripture in the book of 3 John, where John, he says, "I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health." You know, we want to enjoy physical health. We want to enjoy physical blessings. But those aren't really the most important. He says, "I know your soul prospers." And that's really what matters most of all, and ultimately is the only thing that matters. But we also pray that our blessings, physical blessings, will come. And so he prays that you'll be in health and prosper physically, just like your soul is prospering. But that's the main thing. But then in verse 3 he says, "For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth." And look at this. He says, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth." And like I was saying a moment ago, I have no greater joy than just to be with my family and everyone be getting along. And especially if there's indications that they're trying to serve God. You know, maybe we had just been worshiping God together. Again, it really doesn't get any better than that. Another scripture, Psalms 133. David said, "Behold, how pleasant, how good it is when brethren are dwelling together in unity." It's a good thing. It's a pleasant thing. It's enjoyable, but it's good. It's good for everyone when we're getting along as we should. So last week, you know, we talked about that passage in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11, where he talked about the Lord's Supper. And the real problem there was that they weren't loving one another. He talked in verse 18 about how there's divisions among you. And he's talking about the Lord's Supper. And he said, you're coming together not for the better, but for the worse. And the reason there's divisions among you. In 22, he said, "Do you despise the church of God and you shame those who have nothing?" And when he says church of God there, he's not talking about just coming together to worship. He's talking about the people. Do you despise your brothers and sisters in Christ, in other words? And especially the ones who were wealthier were behaving in a way that showed they did not respect the ones who were poor. That's what he means when he says, you despise the church of God and you shame your brothers and sisters who have less than you have. Even in verse 29 when he says, not discerning the Lord's body. Well, he could be talking about Jesus' body that died on the cross, or he could be talking about the church as the body of Christ. And in the context, that's really the emphasis, that they weren't appreciating their brothers and sisters in Christ. And so in verse 33, he said, you need to wait for one another. Because the way they were doing it, they were excluding people who were poor when they came together on the first day of the week. And so the real problem there was that they just weren't loving one another as they should. We talk about how we're to observe the Lord's Supper in a worthy manner. That's what he said. Examine yourselves. But I would suggest that that all starts with asking the question, you know, how am I doing in my relationships with my brothers and sisters in Christ? There are a lot of things we need to examine about ourselves. You know, how am I behaving? How am I, you know, serving God? How am I studying His Word? How am I praying? How am I living my life? But again, in this context, I think it all should start with how am I getting along with my brothers and my sisters? Do I love them the way that I should? We don't really love our brothers and sisters during the Lord's Supper, but it's a time to examine our hearts. How have I been treating my brother or my sister? And what am I going to do better? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, he says, above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Above all things. Maybe that relates to this idea of examining yourself during the Lord's Supper. A lot of different things to examine. But above all things, you know, do I love my brothers as I should? And then he says, love, if we do, it will cover a multitude of sins. How is that? I think there's two ways. At least one is that if we truly love one another, we will not commit sins against our brethren because we will do what is best for them and always think of what is best for them. And that's what we'll try to do as we behave in our lives. The second way love covers a multitude of sins is if my brother has offended me, you know, if they have sinned against me in some way, if I truly love them, then I will be willing to forgive that. And to not take that so personally and recognize that they have weaknesses just like I have weaknesses. And so, again, it's so important, I think, when we gather around the Lord's table that we consider our love for one another. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. And again, when he says, as I have loved you, that should probably remind us of how merciful he was and how patient he was with us, how he was willing to forgive us and how he's willing to forgive us still, even though we're not perfect. And we're to love one another the same way. We're to extend that same kind of mercy towards our brothers and sisters, maybe someone we feel like has mistreated us or has offended us in some way. The Lord's Supper is the time that we really need to put that aside and love as we should. So this is our family mealtime, our spiritual family. And our Father in heaven above is looking down. There's nothing that would make him happier than to know, you know, that his children love one another and appreciate one another and forgive one another. And the Lord's Supper, I think, is a special time when we have the opportunity to do that. So let's think about how we share this. It's called communion. A feast that we all share together in honor of the Father who purchased us and made us a part of His family. Let's think about these things as we partake of the Lord's Supper this morning.